Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. We're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. For the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me. For the blessing of his people, yes, my brothers and sisters, for the sanctification of his name, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I have for his cause, his purpose, some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me. I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there is a very precious truth, a very, very precious truth very precious gamut of truth. The Most High has declared to us in His Word, line upon line, precept upon precept. So much, my brothers and sisters, has been declared in His Word. From Genesis to Revelation, and quite frankly, because men have chosen to believe status quo more than believe Yah, many are they who have never discerned it. I have to ask the question, my brothers, my sisters, should Yah be blamed for man's unbelief? Should Yah be blamed because men have chosen to believe men rather than Yah? I would say to you, absolutely not. I can only tell you that according to the scriptures, much is written, like for instance at Isaiah 28. Scriptures like also at Hosea in the 8th chapter. When scripture says the Messiah appears, he is written to his people, he would write to his people many great things out of his law. People would consider it a strange thing. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, what else do you think it means? But that many would not believe. Isaiah 28 says his word is line upon line, precept upon precept. But to many people it would be a difficult to understand speech. Why, my brothers and sisters? It is because the rulers of this world have done much to hide the truth from you. I would even say that since the dawn of human fall, the nations, the rulers among the nations, and the people as well, have preferred so often to receive and believe, and even to seek to, they've even sought to establish rulers, or cater to self-will rather than divine will. That have chosen to cater, my brothers and sisters, to self-righteousness rather than divine righteousness. Many of my brothers and sisters, we look around, we see something like, 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, 19 world religions. And in many places, my brothers and sisters, we see in this world today, men have lived amidst orientation that sought to be complicit, complying after them all. Shall we not know, in perceiving so much massive difference, that we should have had a zeal in our hearts so as not to lie, ask the Most High to help us to see in a world amidst so many differences. We should have petitioned the Most High to help us see beyond all the partialities, all the variant pollutions that have wrought so many differences. Messiah said it himself in Matthew 28. Go forth and teach all nations everything that he has commanded. Why? Purity and completion is conversion of all peoples unto one choice. I repeat, purity and completion is the opportunity for the conversion of all peoples unto one choice. But if everybody seeks to be justified according to what seems right in his own heart, you don't have a covenant at all. You don't have an agreement. You have no hope for salvation. You have a multitude of competitive devices in the world, each one seeking to be applauded after its own self-righteousness, and not submitting to the righteousness of Yah. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that the gospel is not compliant after, some 40, some odd thousand. I say some 40 odd thousand denominations, 280 nations. How could all these be the gospel of the one piece? the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters, is a pure and perfect word that can only bring agreement. How can 45,000 contentious differences, competitive, and yes, my brothers and sisters, even competitive against the Most High himself, how could that, my brothers and sisters, be in any way the work of those who would be called friends of Yah? How could such as this, my brothers and sisters, be considered a work of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, will be diligent at most? What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, there's so much more our feet. There's so much more that would be known among our people collectively unto our salvation. If man and recognize his obligation. Each man being obligated unto his brother. I didn't say after denominations, and nations, and various allegiances. But each man recognizing his obligation unto the Most High and to his brother. According to what is called the Shema, the utmost command of all. To love the Most High, seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Love your neighbor as yourself. How about seek the Most High for the good of all, that all Israel might be a strong people? I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, that command is absolutely necessary to establish an eternal and steadfast kingdom. But it's a shame that we live in a world that men are more concerned with pulpits and thrones than the manifestation of the kingdom that they say they want to join with. Men more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones and allegiances they have in this world than to seek the ultimate truth for the good of all. So desires to belong to institutions that haven't been concerned with full reverence for Yah. And many have not known it because they didn't seek. I repeat, because they did not seek what reveres and respects utmost him. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what exactly truly is happening. I said it's time we understand what truly what is happening. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It means preserve the integrity of his word. He said, you're my friends if you do everything I command. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, for what purpose? That the integrity of the faith might be preserved. But in every nation, my brothers and sisters, men have been more concerned with the constraints of their rulers, the status quo, controlling hegemony, my brothers and sisters, which by no means has sought that men understand the fullness, have no means concerned with men discerning what is true unto Yah. I said what is true unto Yah and Yah alone. This, my brothers and sisters, is a very serious, even damnable problem. Do I need to repeat that? It's a very serious, treacherous, even damnable problem. It's time we discern the error of this. It's time we discern that we almost seek the Most High, that we all recognize one point of focus. The Most High will save no other. It is written in Scripture, my brothers and sisters, I said it's written in Scripture, without faith, it is not possible to please Yah. So we ask the question, what does this mean? I said it's written in Scripture, that without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, to consider this. If a man does not know what to believe, shall his unbelief, shall his being deceived, declaring and walking after all manner of misdirection, shall that please Yah? I'd like to ask another question, my brothers and sisters. If man refuses to believe, or let's just say refuses to seek all the Most High would have him to know, And man refuses to seek what should be believed. Shall what he does be found pleasing before the One Most High? I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, we owe one another. And certainly above all else, we owe Yah so much more than this. Shall we say that if we are part of some institution of man that has power and authority, that it somehow has power and authority to declare to the Most High what is or is not valid, what is or is not acceptable? But brothers and sisters, I dare say we should be far, far wiser than to fall for such folly as this. Far wiser, my brothers and sisters. Wise enough to know. I said wise enough to know that not to consider all the Most High has said is a very foolish thing. Shall I repeat that? Not to know that we should seek the Most High for all that He would decree is a very foolish, foolish thing to do. Most High told me directly to know what is said and not know why it is said and miss the point. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving full consideration to all the Most High has said, is so often to miss the point. If you don't take all the instructions, how do you expect to be rightly directed? Do you really think the 45,000 denominations we see in this world, 19 world religions, 280 nations in this world, is a result of man taking right direction from the One Most High? Rational thinking will let us know that there should be so much more we should be seeking, that we misdirect no one. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there's a lot of truth in the scriptures that, quite frankly, a man is not diligent to seek, quite frankly, won't find it. Did you hear me? There's a lot of truth that's contained in the scriptures. That if man is not diligent to seek it, he really won't find it. Is that what your leaders told you? Is that what they wanted you to know? Is that what they wanted you to consider? I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, this has not been the case. I regret to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that so much of your leaders, so many of your leaders, have been more concerned about the personal authority they have over you than to help you to see what you really needed to know, that you would not, I said that you would not miss so much of what is a very precious set of points. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that more of us, if granted the opportunity to see the truth, would not reject it, but would run to receive it. If that were so, my brothers and sisters, because a man's belief, this world would have to change. Because of man's belief, coming to the knowledge of the truth, of the things that man would have to find out that his rulers have not taught at all, men would have to change. I talk about a lot of different ideas, not just ideas, my brothers and sisters, but actual proclamations contained in Scripture. I talk about them all the time. Truths that, though I can relate them in the scriptures from one end of the book to the other, and those who prefer to believe the status quo is wise, 45,000 denominations, all saying something different, but men choosing to believe these are wise. Do you ever stop to consider how much the Most High considers that an absolute insult? I need to repeat that. Do you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, how much the Most High considers an absolute insult? That men have taught so many varied ideologies, proving that man is not nearly as wise as he thinks he is. Or that men would have others to believe he is. And for all these differences, you show people oftentimes things contained in scriptures, related over and over again from Genesis to Revelation, and they'd rather believe a consensus among men of illusion, simply because certain ideas they never heard from those who maintain worldly confusion. What do I mean by that? Think about it. People oftentimes look at all these various differences and want to call them Christianity. Want to call them all part of the faith. How can that possibly be? I ask again, how can that possibly be? How can all these differences, saying something different, guiding people along all kind of manner of confused ideology, contentious ideology, difference of opinion, difference of belief, all manner of argument, how can that be faith in the will of one? Simply is not possible, my brothers and sisters. It's not rational that anyone even begin to think that way. I said again, there's a lot of scripture that relates that in these last days Messiah must bring again the gospel. Revelation 14 says it. If you look at all the scriptures in the context of what's in the first 10 verses or so, Isaiah 61. It's obvious that the gospel must be preached again. We read Isaiah 41. 41:21 through 42:4. Scripture says, Most High looked and saw none preaching what he called the good tidings. None preaching fully what the Most High declared from the beginning is the eventuality on earth. But because pastors turn around and tell you they're preaching the gospel, telling you they're not hiding anything from you, telling you that they're teaching you fully and completely the word of peace, many have chosen to believe it. Such a shame, my brothers and sisters. Do you know that the prophecies actually say that in Messiah's appearance, most will not believe him? Read Isaiah 50, 1 through 5. It says the Messiah in his appearing after Isaiah 48, 49, saying, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Oh, body of my mother. Means he's on earth. Scripture says, I write that he would say, why when I came was there none to answer? When I spoke was there none to listen? Me, most won't believe. Zephaniah 3 and 5. Actually, my brothers and sisters, you go back and read from the 215th verse out to about 3 and 6. It talks about Messiah in the midst of a city. He will not do iniquity. He will not fail to bring justice or show forth what is justice. But Scripture talks about how the wicked know no shame. But tell you, the prophecies that speak about that city speak about a very large city, my brothers and sisters, an industrious city. It is described in some very profound ways, quite frankly. Scriptures tell us that though that city, if we look at it closely, the prophets is very closely, though that city is apparently a mirror example of all the world and its differences. Hardly anyone, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, would be among them who would believe. And if the same type of doctrine that's taught in that city, vestiges of it taught across the world, or let's just say vestiges of what is taught across the world is taught at that city. And the people do not believe, my brothers and sisters, because all the rulers have done exactly what the scripture said they would do. In Psalms 2, they've all taken counsel against the Most High and against His anointed. Therefore the nations rage and imagine vain things. No peace. Psalms 2. Most I look upon the sons of men and see if anyone that knew. Really it means how much they need to seek Yah. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? What does it mean? Psalm 14, Psalm 53, both say the same. It calls men hypocrites, knowing not even how to revere Yah, obviously for lack of knowledge. Shall we say, my brothers and sisters, that what has come to pass as a result of what the scripture said in advance, like for instance in the book of Daniel, places in Isaiah, apparently, according to what's written in regard to many of the testimonies of the prophets, would be the state of mankind in these last days. Spiritually depraved, spiritually very short-sighted, missing so much of what is contained and written in the book. But the pride of men, my brothers and sisters, kept people from realizing, kept most people from realizing just how much detriment exists among us. Should the Most High be blamed if He seeks to tell us concerning these things and we don't believe? Should the Most High be blamed, my brothers and sisters, that these things are written in the scriptures and He gave His prophets to the world. Many of them gave their very lives. Many, just about all of them were slaughtered. Should the Most High be blamed that He sent His prophets to reveal the truth? And many didn't believe. Or that this testimony is among us now, below so many thousands of years, and most don't believe it. My website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, an article called The Secret City Prophecies, all on a website called hiddengospel.com, articles like Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, Remember the Promise, all these articles, my brothers and sisters, the Gospel of Shiloh, relate many truths that you will hardly hear your pastors ever speak. Rather than not believing what I've related and even cited all the scriptures that tell you about it, why haven't you asked those of you who have seen these things? And if you have, thank Yah. But why is there so many rather than believe? Have chosen not even to ask their pastors why they haven't spoke of these things. I know when I began to look them up, the Most High actually guided me to find so much of it. The first thing I wanted to know is why all these folks that I had heard and believed, at least they believed they were believers, why did they know nothing about it? Why had they spoken nothing about it? Why had folks in my family, for that matter, who had been in the churches all their lives and I told them about it, didn't believe? I know my grandfather, I never forget that. My grandfather, when I told him about the Shabbat, and he found out one of his daughters had already known and not told him, he was hot. No boy was he ever. that was one little family get-together reunion that almost became a little unpleasant because Grandpa was a little mad that he had not known. What he had left at the time. For a moment, he sought to change. But his life was not long. Our brothers and sisters, I wonder how pastors feel, because their conscience bothers them. Do they blind themselves with the false praise they receive from the congregations? When in so many ways, they've already given their lives unto perpetual lying, perpetual hiding of the truth. On last night, I related something to you with regard to what the prophets all said concerning Messiah. Showing forth strong indication with regard to who the early church knew Messiah to be, even as someone who had come before Yeshua came 2,000 years ago, knowing in advance, according to the prophecies, he would have to return for all things to come to pass. I can only tell you, the prophecies in the book of Isaiah, just Isaiah alone, lay out enough framework. I keep saying this. You need to read Isaiah 24th chapter. It speaks in the last days. Compared to Isaiah 24, can we compare Isaiah 24:10 through 16? Isaiah 24:10 through 16 and Isaiah 59:19 through 21 in the context of Romans 11:25 to 27. I said Romans 11:25 to 27 in the context of Isaiah 59:19 through 21 and in the context of Isaiah 24:10 through 16. It talks about a city that will be destroyed in Isaiah 24. Same thing said in Numbers 24. Same thing alluded to in Isaiah 15 through 16 chapter. Same thing is also said in Isaiah 19 chapter 18 through 25. Same thing said in Isaiah 66. You need to read that sixth verse through the 15th. Same thing said in Revelation 16, 12 to 21. Same thing said in, if you understand it, when it talks about a great earthquake, it's talking about what happens at that city at Revelation 6 and 12. Same thing, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah meant and was alluding to in Matthew 24th chapter, 29th verse. Mark 13, 24. Luke 21, 25. Revelation 6 and 12. Revelation 16 and 12. Get a call to a good Bible with the references. They didn't tell you they broke the scrolls. For some reason, it's amazing that every time the scriptures talk about sun and moon darkened, powers of heaven shaken, the end of this Babylonian system, according to Isaiah 13. Every time it mentions it, my brothers and sisters, strange enough, there's a break in the scrolls. Should let you know something, my brothers and sisters. There's been a scheme afoot to hide something from you. Those scriptures that are there, tell my sun and moon darken. You also got to read it, my brothers and sisters. The tail end of Isaiah 24. After it talks about the city of confusion destroyed. It talks about afterward. People of Yah should be gathered together. And Messiah himself will reign in Jerusalem before his saints gloriously. Again, it talks about that city, my brothers and sisters, over and over again. Zephaniah, third chapter, after around 2:15, reading forward, talks about a city, Messiah's in the midst of it because the rulers have done violence against the law, so the people will not believe. Should the Most High be blamed for this unbelief when all these scriptures are there over and over again? I can only tell you, that there are certain truths that the scripture said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, how can men preserve the integrity of a holy word if they don't seek it? If they preserve his commands, that means, hey, if you know that his spirit, the spirit of Messiah, is what spoke through all the prophets, and I would like to tell you why and where it says that. First Peter 1:10-11 said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that is in them, and that was in them. Scripture says he's the author and finisher of the faith. Many scriptures call him the first and the last simply because Most High will verify his righteousness and his privacy above all else by what he had said he would do through him. So all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah, spirit of the Most High. Spirit of the Most High give. Brothers and sisters, what does this mean? It means that all you discern and read when you check out the prophets is the word of Messiah. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, keep all my words. He said, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders. Those who just tell them, okay, send it to the king of God. What do you mean by that? Your faith must be great enough to realize that their interpretations of the law and the prophets have not been true to all the things that you should have been taught. One scripture says, I'm talking Matthias 5:14-24. One scripture says, again, Romans 8th chapter, without faith is not possible to please Yah. Carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. Hey, oftentimes doesn't want to know the truth. When men don't want to serve in humility before him who righteousness, whose peace is the opposite, as above all else. Shall the Most High be blamed? My brothers and sisters, after he has said the same thing over and over again and men haven't believed, shall the Most High be blamed when these things are there in the scriptures and the pastors? So many that call themselves pastors, supposedly responsible for teaching these things. And the people, in order to remain integrity, responsible to seek themselves for the truth, for the good of all. So the Most High be blamed, my brothers and sisters, because men didn't seek these things out. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Seek the integrity of his word. Maintaining the integrity of the word. Steadfast to the integrity of his word. He said he revealed himself. What about those, my brothers and sisters, who didn't want to know because they didn't want the responsibility of the knowledge? Should man be blamed, my brothers and sisters, for man continuing to walk in unbelief or lack of knowledge? Scripture speaks of Abraham. In Genesis 17, Abraham believed Yah was counted him for righteousness. Most I told him if he sought after his perfect will, if he sought the perfect will of Yah, his children would be raised up one day to be a blessing to all nations. Abraham believed, the scripture says, he believed Yah was counted him for righteousness. He knew that only in seeking then the perfect will of Yah could his people be a blessing. Shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, that in their lack of belief, the lack of faith, trusting in a multitude of different contentions rather than Yah, that they still should be counted faithful? Abraham believed Yah, my brothers and sisters. What does it mean? It obviously means that many did not believe, or else they would have been called, figuratively, if you will, the father of faith. Abraham believed many things, my brothers and sisters, and sought to walk after many truths that the world at large did not. Well, like I said last evening, I spoke about scriptures like those at Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Serious parallel in those scriptures to Revelation 16. One called the King of the East, who quite frankly, the scriptures tell us, according to Revelation 22:16, the Messiah said he is when he says he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, the one who bore the title King of the East, like you find in Isaiah 41, is the one that the one Elijah-like voice, Yohanan the Baptist, if you will, heralds his coming. Well, it talks about the drying up the rivers before the coming of the one called the King of the East in Revelation 16. It means he prepares the way for the people to find the sea beyond the mindscapes. The imprisoning mindscapes of the short-sighted rulers. Scripture talks about certain blessings from on high. When it talks about drying up the river, it's talking about certain blessings from on high. Also, my brothers and sisters, drying up. The men might know to seek beyond their rulers, be driven beyond the rulers who have kept them in blindness. A third examination of Isaiah 19 will help to understand this. The one called the King of the East, when the scripture says in Revelation 16, causes all the cities of the nations to fall. Why? Because he exposes all the false precepts of all the rulers. That's the same scripture, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 44, and he says, he proves foolish the counsel of men, but he performs the counsel of his servants. He says, because of this one's appearing, Jerusalem be established upon a firm foundation. Scripture says also, my brothers and sisters, that this one will be a shepherd to his people. Much scripture like those at Isaiah 41:25. They put down one who is hid. From the rising, the one who comes like the rising sun. Hid, comes suddenly then like the rising sun. Messiah said, behold, I come quickly. Same things I mean, means he comes suddenly. He says he comes like a thief in the night, unexpectedly. Why? Because the rulers didn't tell you anything. Therefore, the princes, he said, be trodden down like martyrs, the pot of treads clay. Why? Because they're found useless in that they didn't tell you these things, who Messiah said he is. They didn't want you to know that your deliverance comes only, my brothers and sisters. In discerning the truth, your rulers did not tell. Or dare men say that if they function after the unbelief taught by their rulers, that they were free? Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth will set you free. My brothers and sisters, it's apparent, again, I'm telling you what Most High told me, that he sends prophets to speak with others, whatnot. So men, my brothers and sisters, choosing not to believe, choosing not to seek, choosing to seek the camaraderie of those who would choose to be blind. So men say that through men such as this, a holy kingdom and a steadfast kingdom shall be made manifest. Makes absolutely no sense. My brothers and sisters, when Messiah said in Revelation 22:16, he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. You really need to read Isaiah 19. Understand who it is. The scripture says that we gather Israel a second time as he did before. I'm telling you, that one that's in your King James Version, they tried to translate his name as Cyrus. Not his name, because his kingdom was called Kurdistan. I want you to think about it. That one, my brothers and sisters, bore the title King of the East. The church itself was named after him. The early believers didn't call themselves Christians, my brothers and sisters. They called themselves Kurdishanya. That's two is on my website. Kurdishanya, Kurdishanya. Just look at the way those words could be related depending upon the dialectical. Kur, son, Tisrise, Shah, king. King of the East. It's going to be a shock to a lot of people to find out that all this time, because Rome murdered millions in the first centuries to silence those who knew that truth, silence those, my brothers and sisters, all who would speak. But today, most have no clue as to who Messiah is according to all the prophets. Most have no clue that Isaiah actually speaks of Messiah coming three times. Once to deliver from a Babylon West in the last days, once and for all, but earlier to deliver Israel from a Babylon East in the last days from the midst of all the nations. But in the interim to give his very life, declaring the exceeding truth. And to be resurrected to prove foolish all the wisdom of the wise. For this time, my brothers and sisters, in these latter days, it was already prophesied that most would not believe all the prophecies till they see them for themselves. And for many of my brothers and sisters, in some places, that's going to be too late. We talked last evening. I would ask that you examine what I spoke last evening. It's in the archives. About what the scriptures say about a blessing to those who have been most diligent for the truth. But to be diligent for the truth, you have to first begin to have a heart to believe it. Know that there's a truth beyond all the confusion that exists. I know some who have seen all kind of different religiosity, and they knew they couldn't all possibly be right. Most High told me that to accept all these differences is right. Well, he gives his children a better sense than that. Better sense of integrity than that. Tells you a lot about a lot of folks who sit back and look at all these differences and never concern themselves with knowing absolutely what is better beyond presumption. Boy, just seems right in their own heart. They join with the crowd. Brothers and sisters, we have to start thinking outside these boxes. We have to ask the Most High to show us beyond these boxes. To know who Messiah said he is, to declare an absolute, to expose all unrighteousness of this world, to set his people free, to expose all those who would hide the truth from you. Yeah, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, the rulers are going to tell you about this? Again, I ask the question, since it was all prophesied in advance what was going to occur, you think should think the Most High that declared it. But by no means, my brothers and sisters, should anybody blame the Most High for men not having believed. You're hearing the truth now. You sit back and say, will you believe? You sit back and say, why didn't people believe ages ago? It was prophesied from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, that men would be too arrogant to believe, seeking to trust the status quo. And the Most High already declared a tantamount event to finally open all the eyes. Written thousands of years ago. Tells you something about the nature of man. Many prefer not to take advantage of the opportunity and the truth until they have to. I pray for a greater strength on the part of my people. Truly I do. Examine those articles you'll find on my website, my brothers and sisters. HiddenGospel.com. Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD, Remember the Promise, Gospel of Shiloh, Woe to the Shepherds, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. Oh, so much there. I don't call it HiddenGospel.com without a reason. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is actually that word that transcends all the differences in the nation, that exposes them. In their treachery. The gospel is not, my brothers and sisters, the short-sighted doctrines that are out here to leave you in a cage. Most High has spoken. The question, my brothers and sisters, who's willing to listen? Under those most diligent, there's a great reward. Shall it be that those who are not concerned with seeking? I repeat, shall it be that those who are not concerned with seeking? It might be established a kingdom steadfast, that they should partake and steadfastness. Most High will preserve, my brothers and sisters, those who seek and preserve His word. We have an obligation and an oath to do so. Secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which He has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. It says in the last days we remember all these things. Here's in the town, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now it is. Because so much of what was prophesied concerning what has to bring an end to these lies is now upon us. But who is discerning in this time? Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every year that He brings in. Under His might and to His honor and His praise always. Thank the Most High always for the opportunity He grants. Quick our minds to seek what we have not seen. To seek for, my brothers and sisters, what we have not known to seek. Under His might, under His honor, His magnificent praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Who is Messiah, my brothers and sisters? We're going to be shocked to find out that for so long it is worshiped with Revelation 13 called one having horns like a lamb speaking as the dragon. Lawless! My brothers and sisters, hating, in fact, the Holy Covenant, like Daniel 11 said, seeking the murder of those who would maintain the truth. Because your representation of Messiah, my brothers and sisters, defies divine law as it's truly to be understood. And I want you to understand that. The ministers say they keep the Sabbath and the feasts. Have they kept them holy? Why do you have so many different denominations administering Sabbaths and doctrines differently? Is that the law of Yah? You need to know what the scripture said would bring forth absolution again in the world. Isaiah 49 speaks of who would do it. Another article you might find interesting on my website, HiddenGospel.com, one called Secret Name. It was said Messiah would come saying, "Listen to me, O house, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High is coming from the womb and from the body of my mother," as He made mention of my name. Someone the Most High has given His own name to represent Him. He bears the seal and the confirmation of living Yah because the Most High seals and signs all His word with His name. Oh, heaven help us to realize when we call upon His name, must call upon Him secretly to be true to all His word. So we say we call upon the name of the Most High to be delivered, and everyone after a different word. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, not all have preached it. Faith, my brothers and sisters, come by hearing a word from Yah. Finding what pleases Yah, my brothers and sisters, comes by seeking Him far more than merely seeking what you hear with the voice of a man. Messiah said Himself, "There are many things I long to tell you, but you can't receive them until the Holy Spirit ultimately comes to bring all things to remembrance, to teach all things, to bring all things to remembrance, to rebuke all sin. How about every false doctrine that divides our people?" But how many discerned it that way? So we continue in sin, unconverted, still divided by the constraints of the rulers, against the one King, expecting His favor to abound. So we remain under the law, the misrule of men, not believing nor seeking to obey Yah, because we say we are favored by His grace. The Most High, do we really believe the Most High sanctions all these differences, misrepresentations of Him? Big difference between the law of man, the law of the flesh, the diverse insights the misadministrations of man versus the law of the one. Difference between divine law and the flaw, a false law, foolishness, fleshliness of man. The Greeks only had one word for law. And do you really think they intended that you see them as foolish? The rulers, you really think the rulers want you to see them as the one whose folly must be put away? It says Messiah must come to expose them all. They really want to teach you that Messiah? That you realize that your only hope of salvation, again, is discerning beyond all those who have weakened or sought not to teach fully the law and the prophets, that many be deceived rather than perceptive. Think about it, my brother and sister. Until we speak again, this has been Eddie Miaf covering Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Shabbat shalom.